With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. A Montana electric cooperative and a large solar panel developer recently struck an agreement to establish two 550-acre solar installments in one southeast Montana county. Energy company Clenera will develop the solar project for electric cooperative Basin Electric. Clenera is headquartered out of Boise, Idaho, and has built solar operations across the United States, mainly concentrated in the Southwest. Basin Electric says construction will bring 300 temporary jobs and two or three permanent positions to the county. Almost 3,000 people currently live in Fallon County, and County Commissioner Steve Baldwin says every new person or job opportunity counts.
So we're happy to have that.
Fallon County granted the development a property tax abatement over the first 10 years. Basin Electric forecasts the solar project will contribute around $8 million in property taxes to the county and $5 million to the state over its expected 35-year life. Baldwin says that's small compared to the tax base the oil and gas industry provides, but he's excited about the state's added renewable energy resource.
We've got a ways to go, but you definitely have to start somewhere.
Federal data shows that solar power makes up less than 1% of Montana's energy generation. Jeff Fox with Renewable Northwest, a group that advocates for wind and solar power generators, says utility-scale solar farms currently contribute about 20 megawatts overall to Montana's electric grid. The Cabin Creek Solar Project will add an extra 150 megawatts.
So it's the largest solar project in Montana by far.
Cabin Creek Solar is expected to come online in late 2023. Clenera says that it's also involved in a potential solar farm in Dillon, along with others in their early stages of development. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.